Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, let's stay in football. Obviously, a busy first hour in football. We'll do some NFL coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Bengals rookie Shamar Stewart, the headline says could make shocking NFL decision. And in a wild turn of events, the Bengals might not have their first-round pick on the team for the entire 2025 NFL season. The contract situation is weird there, Daryl. They're not paying him the money, despite in previous drafts paying first-round picks even more money than what Stewart is asking for. I don't want to go as far as to suggest that he would sit out the season and then re-enter the 2026 draft like a lot of people on the internet want to do, but it's a very tenuous situation with him leaving camp and going back home.
Yeah, and this collective bargaining agreement, well, not even this one, going back to 2011 when they did the rookie salary slots, like, it was to prevent stuff like this from happening and prevent the holdouts. And
it's supposed to make it obvious.
Right. And I mean, I think Junkins is the only one the Browns haven't signed of their rookie class. They got, the other six guys are already signed. Like, it's to make this easy. And,
I thought they signed Junkins the other day.
I think there's
Max, can you check that for us?
I think there's
Max
one
our,
rookie.
Max, our stats and research guy on the show, but it's only when it's good things that he wants to look up.
Okay.
So if I say, Mac, check that out for me, and Mac just doesn't care about it, then we're just not
going to
get that one checked out. Also, with every Mac confirmation, there's like a 75% chance. Sorry, it's too high. Like a 25% chance that the info is just wrong. It's just AI linked him to the wrong thing. And more times than not, the reality is I could have just looked it up myself in the time that I've been talking about him trying to find it.
The moral of the story the CBA was supposed to handle all this kind of stuff. It just seems like it's really, really ugly. And I don't know what it is about the Bengals front office, but this is like a regular occurrence with them, though. With disputes with players, whether it's over language in contracts, whether it's about money. Like, this is just par for the course for the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, Mac, what'd you find out?
Yeah, Judkins is the only one that has not been signed yet after Dylan Gabriel signed his deal.
Okay.
Points to Daryl.
Oh. Daryl won, Jonathan none.
So this is the problem that I have here, though, because I have an article suggesting that he already has been signed. So I don't know what to tell you guys. You see, this is the problem here.
From June 4th.
Did you just use AI? Yeah, June 4th was 9 days ago, buddy.
Yeah, 9 days ago. I know, and I've gone back and I've looked at the other searches, and I'm not seeing anything regarding his contract. I'm seeing the projection that he should make about $11 million over 4 years.
But, you're a dangerous research guy, man. You're a dangerous research guy. All right. I think you are right, though. I think you're right. We'll have to double check this, though, in between the break. I don't get bogged down in some of your research and statistics here, Mac. We can't do that. But after Dylan Gabriel got signed, I think we're in a good spot. Go ahead.
I've covered my fair share of absurd coaching searches. Okay. But yeah. I gotta hand it to the New York Knicks, man. This is an all-timer. They're having a tough time finding Tom Thibodeau's replacement. They're asking anyone and everyone if they can speak with their head coach. This is NBA insider Shams Charania on the Pat McAfee Show today.
Usually when you fire a coach like Tom Thibodeau that takes you to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, you would hope that there's maybe someone lined up. But we see right there, they've gotten 5 denials of permission. I don't know if they expected, you know, out of all those, Billy Donovan has 1 year left on his deal. So, you know, that was the most recent one that they requested, and that one was denied. And Billy Donovan is staying in Chicago. So 10.
Is this normal? Is this normal? Because we have
100% unorthodox.
Yeah, it's very unorthodox. I think they got a plan in place in some regard, and they're just shooting for the moon. As Fedor put it yesterday, you shoot for the moon. If you miss, you land among stars, which was my high school yearbook quote. And yeah, this is just all they're playing with. I think they know the backup plans, and right now they're just seeing what else they can get that's better than currently their backup plan. It's making them look foolish, though, is the problem here, Daryl.
Yeah.
They're pissing off a lot of teams. They're making a lot of people mad, and they're looking very foolish in the process.
Well, I never understood why your friends in the desert had Kenny Atkinson with some pretty good odds to become the next Knicks head coach. And after watching this coaching search, yeah. I kind of get why they included Kenny.
No, that one still remains very befuddling to me. I still don't understand why they thought Atkinson would leave a 64-win team to go to a team that I think has less talent than the team that he currently coaches.
But the less talent went further than...
No, but here's the real problem, though. The real problem is that the Knicks sent the message, you have to win us a title or you're going to be fired. Think about that.
I know.
But how do you set that as the standard for a team that hasn't won a title in 50 years? They won a title since 1973, and you're setting the standard out there that if you don't win the title, you're fired? He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, well, I can't
he
even
has the
say
best seasons they've had in 25 years. What else do you want from the man?
Yeah, I can't even say that about the David Blatt situation with the Cavaliers from the transition from Blatt to Ty Lue. That was more so just about, you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, by the end of Blatt resting on his laurels from the European League.
He strongly did not understand that nobody cared about the accomplishments of what he did in a place that is not the NBA.
Right.
Just nobody cared. And he clearly
just
wanted to make sure.
Just could not read the room on that one.
I know. I always felt bad for him in an interesting way because he really thought he'd accomplished a ton in the end.
That LeBron having to tell him in the closing seconds of games, no, I'm supposed to get the ball, David.
it was a monumental failure. But ultimately, we got there. That's all
what
that matters.
What a disaster.
Omaha!
Do that one for one more time.
What a disaster.
There we go. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a top of the hour good one right there. All right, Magic Johnson defining a superstar on NBA TV. Here we go.
a person who can go on the road and sell the building now. I'm going to see that person. Mm-hmm. A superstar got to say, man, or you running home from the office and saying, oh, I got to see him on TV. Or they're trying their best to get into the arena to see that brother play. That's a superstar who can go on the road and sell the building now.
All right, now Magic, I mean, Showtime for a reason, right? Magic was that. Magic was that type of player. He sold out arenas. Everyone wanted to come see Magic when he came in town. He makes a decent point, but by that logic, you're only going to have a handful of superstars every 25 years. Like, who meets that criteria in today's NBA? LeBron still sells out every arena that he goes on. Steph still sells out every arena he goes on. I like Giannis. I like Jokic. Jokic comes in town, it's not a sold-out event. Jokic comes in town, as much as I like him, three-time MVP winner, he's accomplished a lot, he's won an NBA title. When Jokic comes in town, it's a hot ticket, but it's not the hottest ticket. You know, LeBron comes in town, the Beatles could be playing at First Energy and nobody cares. Everyone's like, we're going to see LeBron. Giannis comes in town, Mumford & Sons is selling out the place, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Giannis is in town? Okay. All right, fair enough. So, like, I just say it's a high bar that he's set. And I think in the past 25, 30 years, it's MJ, it's Kobe, it's LeBron, it's Steph.
And that's about it.
I think that might be your list of people that meet that qualifications.
Yeah, I mean, for as great as Oklahoma City is, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's not selling out buildings, right?
Not at all.
Tyrese Haliburton is not selling out buildings for the Indiana Pacers when they hit the road.
Certainly not.
I don't hate or disagree with Magic's take there. I actually have to agree with him. Hey, are you tired of the umpire power trips? You know, just tossing guys for no good reason or for using the Magic words. Trevor Plouffe on the Talking Baseball podcast, I guess, had a little bit of a creative solution for dealing with these things.
Every other sport, they don't throw players out of the game. Like, they give you a penalty. In baseball, they just run the players, and now you go sit, and the people that come to watch you are like, what is going on? He's not playing anymore. That's ridiculous. So I'm going to propose something here, and I don't know if it's really going to work. And because we have ABS coming next year, maybe it just makes this a moot point. What if the umpire was mad at you, and he's like, stop arguing. I told you to stop. What if he just pulled out a yellow card, whatever it is, and your next at bat, you started with a strike? Or the next batter, if you're a pitcher arguing too much, you start with the ball. We already do that for pitch clock infractions, right?
Okay, so here's the problem with this, okay? I don't hate the outside-the-box thought. I always appreciate that type of thing. The problem that's going to arise with this, if you take away the balls and strikes power of the home plate umpire, what does an umpire love more than anything else? They themselves think that they're the show.
Yes.
And so when you take away this ball strike call of everything, they're going to find ways. This is my one concern I have about this whole ordeal. They're going to interject themselves into spots and games that they don't belong in. And so what they're going to end up doing is throwing themselves into situations where they're tossing managers, tossing star players, and once again making it about themselves. Like, you're just going to find other ways to make it about themselves. The same way that people in your life that just are like attention starved, you can take away other outlets that they could get their attention from, and guess what? They're going to find ways to go ahead and get their attention. It's only going to get more reckless and dangerous. Same thing here. They're just going to find ways, whether that's tossing out managers, tossing out star players. It's gonna get ramped up to a million. And so the yellow card idea doesn't work, because that's even more of a look at me, Louie type moment. And they're gonna live in that stratosphere. I'm so close to just making the whole entire thing. Get me the maid from the Jetsons already. I'm here for the robots. I want to kick them all out. I don't know how we do this.
We need something other than
giving these guys an opportunity to be the stars.
I just have the visual of the umpire pull. Here's a yellow card for you. Like, what are we doing here?
But he's going to think about it like he's giving somebody, like it's like the most impactful thing in the world.
Right.
It's too bothersome. I don't.
Just keep throwing the guys out.
I also don't love the idea of being like, hey, that was going to be a really awesome J-Ram at bat, but he got that yellow card. And so he was down and out from Jump Street, and it just never really happened.
How many yellow cards can you get before you get tossed? That's another question you have to ask here.
Man, baseball, I love it. It's my favorite sport, but it just sometimes can be so lame. And taking soccer's practices isn't going to help it. People love soccer. You don't love the yellow card in soccer. You love the other parts of soccer. You don't love the yellow card. And that is quick hits. All right, we come on back. Some positives for your Cleveland Cavaliers. Who's got the most to look forward to? And the Cavs are on top of an interesting list. We'll play that and more. Brett Siegel, Clutch Points NBA insider, will join us coming up at 3:20 as well. It's Jonathan Peterlin and Daryl Ryder, Afternoon Drive, right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.